good evening. I am sitting in my holiday lodge in Sandymouth Bay Park, Ho Seasons Park, which is very exciting. It's like a proper holiday park, but sort of civilised as well. And I've got a view of the sea and a little wooden lodge. And I have just sat through some bingo, but that's another story. I don't gamble. So I've just arrived in Cornwall today. For once, everything seemed to kind of go all right. We're not normally very good at getting down here, but we set the alarm for 5 o'clock this morning, and it went off at 5 o'clock this morning. We've tried this twice before, and both times before the alarm hasn't gone off, which I think is some sort of strange willed event on our part that we don't really want to get up at five. But we did. We got up at five. We got into the car. We loaded Bert into the car. Not asleep, as we'd hoped, but sedated, I think. Not that I sedated him, just tired. I'm just making that really clear. And we were at Morenstow, where my walk had to start today, by 11:15 this morning, all the way from Whitstable. So we are incredibly pleased with ourselves. And I don't think we've ever had such a clear run. I'm touching loads of wood there, because I know that means that on the way home, it will take 20 hours. But I'm willing to take that risk. We've never had such a clear run. Anyway, I'm getting old and boring about driving to Cornwall, but I do it a lot, and that one pleased me. So, I set off from Morenstow this morning, which is where I finished last time, back past the really beautiful old church. And immediately it started to rain. Blue skies in Whitstable, absolutely pouring it down in Cornwall. And I walked for about an hour and a half and got unbelievably drenched. I don't normally walk in jeans. If you ever ask me what you shouldn't do with walking, the one thing I would say is never walk in jeans, because if it rains, they get really wet and they get heavy. But I walked in jeans because when I left Whitstable this morning, the weather seemed great. And so I just thought I'd be fine in jeans, and I'm an idiot. So within 10 minutes, my jeans were like drenched, stiff trouser things that barely let my legs move. But I marched on through, and I learned another thing about why you shouldn't walk in jeans, because if they do get wet, they dye your hands blue, and you look down at them at some point in your walk and think, oh my God, I'm about to die. I'm starved of oxygen. This was a really high hill. And then you realise that your fingernails are blue on the outside as well, and calm the hell down. Anyway, despite that, and despite it being a really, really hilly up and down climb, I arrived at Sandymouth about 1:30 on time, met Bert and Herbert, and had some lunch, and then carried on in a really uncomplicated way. The scenery was less beautiful south of Sandymouth. We had the kind of the last bits of heartland really before then, with waterfalls and beautiful trickling streams in valleys. And there were buzzards. I saw some buzzards really close up, massive, massive buzzards gliding around, and crows making nests, and swallows, the first swallows of the year, darting about with their little kind of pinstripe suits on and slashed throats. They used to be called cutthroats down here, which I love. It was all really kind of uncomplicated and wonderful. I don't think I've ever had such an easy start to my walking. I'm slightly reeling from it, really. I have just had a minor argument with a French woman in the cafe of the caravan park. So, you know, I'm not doing completely perfectly, but you know, I'm doing okay. So tomorrow I'll walk on. I've already been on my own, sorry, I should say, through Bude. And I'll be carrying on towards Boscastle, I think, tomorrow, although I really ought to look it up because I haven't. And I'm hoping for better weather. I don't actually have internet here, so although I'm supposed to, but it never works. So I'm kind of hoping that I'll be able to upload this at some point and give you an update every day, which will make life an awful lot easier than going home and trying to think about it and trying to write about it. But so far, so good. I'm beginning to feel a bit like I've got the hang of this. And I didn't make a fuss about walking in the rain, despite the jeans. And I didn't get sunburnt when the sun came out. And I enjoyed myself. I sang pretty little thing, let me light your candle, most of the way round. But that's okay. I think that's normal. I did stop when I saw other people passing. So I think it's all right. I'm styling it out. I'll speak to you tomorrow.